We're moving forward in Daniel. We're up to what they call the 11th chapter. Vani bishnat achat l'dayavish amadi. So Daniel says it's the first year of Darius the Mede. So we've gone back. To the beginning of the Persian Mede victory against the Babylonians. And the Persian Medes have taken over the Jewish people, which is what interests us and what seems to interest heaven. And the angels in heaven are asking in heaven, let us make the Jews serve us. Let us make their servitude more difficult. And Gavriel and Michael are standing opposite that. So the angel who appeared to Daniel earlier was Gavriel, and he says, I fight for the Jewish people, and the only one who helps me is Michael. Omdi lemachazik ulemaoz lo. I stood, says Gavriel, next to Michael, your angel, and I kept trying to strengthen and help you out. Ve'ata emet agid lach. And now I'm going to tell you the truth. Hinei od shelosha melachim. There are three more kings, omdim lefaras. So it's going to be, after Darius the Mede, there's going to be Koresh, his son-in-law, Koresh the Persian, and then he, after him, Ahasuerus will take the throne. Koresh gets killed at war, and Ahasuerus takes the throne. And then his son, Dariavesh, the son of Esther, who will rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. So he tells Daniel now, he says, Hinei od shlosha melachim omedim lefaras. There are going to be three more kings after this Darius for Persia. And we know this Darius was good to Daniel, right? Remember, this is the Darius who put him in the lion's den against his will and then prayed that he be okay and tried to protect him. So it's during this Darius's reign, and we learned earlier that this Darius died at war. He only ruled for 1 year. And then his son-in-law, Koresh the Persian, took over. The fourth king, Yashirosh Gadol Mikol, he will be more wealthy than all. And as he grows strong in his wealth, Yairakol et Malchut Yavan. So he will arouse throughout his kingdom. People will be jealous of his wealth, and that will arouse the Greek Empire to fight the Persian Mede Empire. Vamad Melech Gibo, and a great king will stand in the Greek Macedonian Empire. Umashal Mim Shavra Ve'asak Yirtzono. He will rule over tremendous swaths of territory. He will be so powerful, he'll do whatever he wants. Uch Omdo Tishaber Malchuto. He will be very powerful, yet even though he establishes a powerful kingdom, his kingdom will break because Alexander the Great will die. V'techatz le'arba ruchot ha'shamayim. And his kingdom will be divided into four. Remember, Daniel saw a leopard, the vision of an animal that was like a leopard, and it had four wings, and it had four heads, and it was facing in four directions, and that was the idea of the Greek Empire that would be divided into four. Ve'lo le'acharito. And the rulership over the Greek Empire will not go to his direct offsprings, his children. They will not be rulers like him, because Alexander ruled over everything at once, and they were each a smaller empire. Because his kingdom will be weakened as it is divided into four. And so others will also take away from the territory. It will be the weakening of the Greek Empire. The king of the south will become strong, and he will go against the other rulers in the north. He will overpower him and he will have great rulership. And at the end of the day, years, they will unite. The daughter of the king of the south will come to the king of the north in order to make peace between the king of the north and the king of the south. Who is that? And the king of the north will capture her and capture her father, and he won't have the strength to stand up to him, and he won't be able to stand up to the king of the north with his power. And he will capture her and her father, and they will take all of them. And it's going to be a long time that he will incarcerate all of them. The Amad.
Who's who?
Is that the general of Alexander the
Great? Sarashi doesn't say. I think I know who it is, but you guys can check the history books and you tell me.
Follow me.
Who's the king of the south? I assume the south is Egypt.
The kingdom of Alexander the Great.
After Alexander. Yeah.
Father of Cleopatra.
Oh, that's what I thought too. Check. I don't know the history well enough. The Malbim gives one interpretation, others give another interpretation. The Amad minetzer shorasheha kano. And then, from her roots, there will be someone, a descendant, who will ascend to the throne. Viyavo elachail, and he will. So, a descendant of the southern kingdom, a descendant will come and lead an army to the north. Viyavo b'maoz melech hatzafon. And he will come into the fortification of the northern king. Vasav vahim, he will be successful against them. Vechazik, and he will conquer the northern empire. Vegam Elohim im nisichehem im kleichem datam kesef vezav bashvi avi Mitzrayim. Here he reveals that it's Egypt. And he will take their gods, the gods of the north. He will take their princes. He will take their treasures, their silver, their gold. He will take into captivity down to Egypt. And he will live for years ruling over the king of the north. He will return to his kingdom in the south and he will live back in his territory. The kids of the northern king will come back and they too will fight the south. They will gather many armies, and then they will be able to swoop down and conquer the south again. And he will again fight with the southern king over his fortification. And the southern king will fight a bitter battle. He will go out and fight the northern king. And then the northern king with all his massive armies will lose to the southern king. And then the northern king will think, look at how I'm winning. Even though the northern king will be able to cause great harm, masses will be killed from the southern king's armies, nonetheless, the northern king will not win. So the northern king will come back with an even larger army. And at the end of this period, he will come with a huge army and a lot of wealth. Many people will turn against the southern king. And some of the people who are disqualified in the nation of Israel will try to figure out prophecy. What's going to happen? And they're all going to stumble. They won't know. And this is talking about Jews who will try to mislead the king of Egypt and say, we know what God is telling you, what's going to happen in this war. And they won't really know. They're going to be liars. The northern king will come and he's going to pour around the city earth. That's the way they'd climb up over the walls of the city. They'd bring a lot of earth and they'd basically build up around the city so that they could climb up. They'd make a ramp right over the wall. And then they'll take over the fortified cities. So the strength of the south won't stand up to him either. Even his chosen soldiers will not be able to stand up to the northern king. Anyone who tries to come against him, he will take down. No one will be able to stand up to him. And he will take over the land of Israel. And he will wipe out. He will take over all of Israel. And he will decide that he will come with the strength of his army. And the Jews will side with the king of the south to fight the king of the north. And he will succeed. The people of Israel will be destroyed by the king of the north. He will tell his people that they could destroy Israel to the core. And that's speaking possibly about Antiochus, the Greek king. And he told his general, kill anyone who calls himself Jewish. If they say they're a Jew, kill them. Velo tamod velo lo tieh. Even though he will want to annihilate, he will not succeed, and he will not succeed in putting down the Jews. On the contrary, when he pushes them that far, the Jews will rebel against him and succeed against him, and that's the story of Hanukkah. He will turn his focus of his armies to the islands and conquer masses. The Ribbono Shel Olam will take away his rulership and shame him, because one of the things that he did was he blasphemed and he cursed out Israel, and Hashem showed him in that Antiochus ended up being covered with boils, and as he was going to lay siege on Jerusalem, he became so ill that his limbs started falling off, and he told his servants, take me back to Antiochia. And he didn't make it back there. He died out of his illness. So hishbit katzin cherpato lo, bilti cherpato yeshiv lo. So that's the story of Antiochus. And we're going to pause here for a second to go get our pizza. We'll continue here in a few minutes.